we're joined by Imani J, who has just put out a new track called Something Special. They're also playing Toga later tonight at Ori, which is super, super, super exciting. And there'll be plenty more to talk about aside from those two things. Good morning to you, Imani. How are we?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. It's my pleasure. How has your time been in Dunedin? Is this your like first, second, third visit?
It's actually my second visit. Mm-hmm. And it's been beautiful. I've been so lucky with the weather. I think I brought the Nelson weather down with me. But no, it's been beautiful. I love Dunedin, actually. And it's really cool to see all the students around the place. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can tell that it's run by the students.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. Like, we've had an influx of maybe 2,000 to 4,000 people over the past week.
Damn.
Which is just nuts.
Yeah.
That's heckers.
Yeah.
That's heckers.
That's crazy.
I saw that you're a big fan of, or maybe not a big fan, but you're a fan of Mark Homie.
Of who, sorry?
Mark Homie? Match Homie? I saw on your Instagram that you follow Mac Homie, his fan page. He's a rapper.
Oh.
Haitian rapper.
Oh, yes. sorry. Mind blank. Yes, the Haitian rapper.
Yeah.
I'm not like well versed with this stuff, but I definitely listen to him because it's cool to listen to other Haitian artists because obviously I'm half Haitian, so
Are you a fan of the wider, like, are you familiar with the Griselda movement, the Griselda hip-hop scene?
Mm-mm.
Nah, true.
Not well.
Never mind. R&B was sort of a cultural juggernaut in the 90s and 2000s. It feels like that petered out in the last decade. Where is it now in the sort of cultural zeitgeist, do you think?
Like R&B in general, I think it's definitely making a huge comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really cool to see, especially artists like SZA, you have like Mariah the Scientist, like you have all of these really well-known R&B artists, and they're actually some of the biggest artists in the world at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's definitely coming back. I would say New Zealand's a little bit later to catching on to that, but New Zealand's definitely like, we're embracing R&B now.
For sure.
I love.
Like you, Crystal Chen. There's other artists around the place.
There's so many.
A lot in Auckland.
Yeah, definitely. I think Auckland is where the artists live.
Do you feel like you're repping R&B for the South Island in a way?
Oh, I would say so. I'm definitely repping it for Nelson. I know that for sure.
Well, yeah. Nelson has a really cool music history. Like, Min Wee are from Nelson.
Yes, you know. That they're actually my godparents.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're all from Nelson.
Crack up. Last year seemed like a bit of a whirlwind year for you. You released your debut EP, Expectations, and then in September you played overseas in Seattle and London.
Yes.
And you had a songwriting workshop in LA. You know, how? In Seattle, right.
Yeah.
How
and then
was
I went
that?
To LA.
Oh, you went to LA, okay.
Yeah, it was a crazy year, honestly. I made, like, at the start of the year, I made the decision to do all my schoolwork online so that I could pursue music a little bit more full time. And then, like, the year after that was just insane. Like, America, especially, I absolutely loved that. Like, the songwriting camp, getting to spend time in LA. Mm-hmm. I did a show in Seattle as well. And then I popped back to New Zealand for like a month. And then I was back in London writing more music that's coming out this year. The song that just dropped today, actually, I wrote while I was in London.
Mm.
So yeah, it was a ridiculous year, really.
Dope. Were you living that London life, as Fake Mink says?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's real, real awesome. I saw that you were mentored by Tiki Tane and MC Tali.
Yes.
Both incredible acts. Amazing. MC Tali has been pretty vocal about the lack of women MCs in Aotearoa in particular. Is that something that you two talked about?
I mean, we've definitely discussed it because, as you said, she's very vocal about
she's
it.
She's super and, like, vocal as about another, it. Massive advocate.
Like, as another young woman in the industry, like, it is so important, and it's so important to talk about.
Mm.
But, I mean, I would say, like, slowly it's a changing place. Like, the industry is definitely evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really lucky with most of my experiences, and I've been really lucky to have such amazing role models like Tali. But, yeah, it's a really, like, as I said, it's changing, but it's very important to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this new track, Something Special, it's out now. River people listen to their music.
Yes.
My read of the song was it's sort of a song about expressing your confidence and self-worth.
Exactly. You know, it's about realizing
standing
that,
up for yourself.
You are something special.
Mm.
And, like, you're not being full of yourself when you're talking about that. Like, you're not saying I'm better than you. You're just saying, like, I know my worth and I am something special.
Mm-hmm.
And I need someone, like, if I'm going to be in a relationship, I need someone that's going to acknowledge that. And that's going to make me feel like I am something special because I know that I am.
Mm-hmm. Have you kind of always been, like, have you been born with that sense of confidence, that self-esteem? Because that's a really hard thing for a lot of people to get.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I actually wrote this song, like, fresh out of a relationship. And I was kind of just like, you know what? Like, I just need time to myself. I was, like, in my single girl era. I was ready to, like, make music and embrace myself and just, like, feel like I could exude my confidence through my music, because I know that so many other people are going to relate to that. So it definitely, like, I had to land in that place, do you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't arrive there. Mm. I definitely had to search for it, and now I feel like I'm there. And it's really exciting that I get to share it through my music.
Mm. And the art for this single features you sort of arched in a, like a big puddle, I guess you could say,
yeah.
With sunset striking in the background. It reminds me of something, and I can't put my finger on it. It looks iconic. Was there any visual reference with the cover art there?
I just wanted it to feel like... So I wanted it in water because... It just feel, I don't know, I feel like water has a lot of movement, do you know what I mean? I feel like the song feels like movement, like it has that like give and take, it has that flow. Mm. So I wanted that, and then I kind of wanted it to feel like I'm like the treasure of the water, do you know what I mean? Like maybe I'm like the pearl of the sea, was kind of the vibes. Like, and I wanted the golden light because I wanted it to feel like a halo, like I just wanted it to be very like striking and like just a moment in itself. Yeah. And I wanted... it to also represent the song, which I feel like it does.
Yeah, it's opulent, but it's not ostentatious.
Exactly. Yeah. And just even the way I'm holding myself, like, it is very confident, which I think is really, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm. The track has almost a kind of, like, Latin groove or, like, Latin drum beat to it.
It's
almost.
More Afro.
Afrobeat.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Afro beats, because that's my thing.
That's the genre.
Mix R&B and Afro fusion.
Right. Yeah. Is there a lot of, like, Spanish influence there? Because, I mean, the Caribbean was kind of a hub for all sorts of different... people throughout the world.
That kind of, like, that song in particular is definitely Afro-leaning.
Okay.
I mean, in the, like, Caribbean and obviously Haiti, there are a lot of Latin and Spanish influences. In my music, less so, because, like, as a Haitian, I'm, like, from West Africa, so I definitely connect more with, like, the Afro side of things. But it definitely is a spectrum. Mm. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
So you will hear those influences.
Yeah.
But, like, the main overarching genre is definitely the Afro.
For sure. What sort of role do you play in producing the tracks?
I have, like... See, I'm getting into production. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, set aside the time to actually watch the YouTube videos and teach myself how to do it. But right now I'm very much, like, a backseat driver, but like a backseat producer. Like, I just have the ideas and I find a way to explain myself, and the producer manages to like get it spot on.
Nice.
I'm very much a perfectionist though, so I love to have a say. But again, the producer that did that song, it was my first ever time working with a female producer.
Uh-huh.
And she's amazing. Like, she definitely carried the bones of the beat and the structure and everything. So she's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what was I going to say? Oh, I hate when that happens, dog. You have something in your head. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. What audio workstation are you using? Are you using, like, Fruity Loops to learn or Ableton or Pro Tools or something?
Well, I'm tossing up GarageBand. Between Ableton and Logic because I have both. And I know people that use both. But everyone's so biased. I'm asking them, like, which one is the easier one to learn on? And everyone's so biased, so I don't even know where to start.
Are you asking people who work in the same kind of field as you?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, that's amazing. That's infuriating.
But everyone has their preference.
Yeah. You're playing Toga tonight, which is super hyped.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Is this the first orientation gig you've done?
Uh-huh, yeah, this is my first. And it's really fun, too, because a couple of my best friends just moved down to Dunedin for uni, so they're going to be there as well.
Mean.
So that's really exciting. It's going to be good fun.
You know, I think there's something really special about an orientation gig. I said it earlier on the program, but it's a time when, you know, people kind of experience independence for the first time.
Exactly. You know? And I think it's cool, too, because I'm, like, the same age as all of these people. Like, I might not be going to university, but I am the same age, so I think we can, like, all relate on that experience of, like, gaining your independence and, like, finding yourself.
Mm. How is you? I mean, you're international right now. Mm-hmm. How would you say your independence is? I mean, do you still live with your parents?
I do still live with my parents. I still live in Nelson with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely thinking about moving to Auckland at some point. It's just about still making the most of not having to pay rent while I can. Yeah, but I would say I definitely have a lot of independence. I definitely have a lot of responsibilities as well because it very much is a full-time job.
Yeah.
But, and obviously with that as well, like, my mom does all of my managing, so we spend a lot of time together. Like, we do everything together. We do all the traveling together. Like, she's down here with me today, actually, and she used to go to Otago Uni.
Oh, yeah.
So she's been having a blast showing me around and, like, a trip down memory lane.
Mm.
But, no, yeah, it is really good. It's definitely, like... It's definitely a gaining independence thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you call your mum your mummager, like the Kardashians do?
See, if only they hadn't said that, then I would have. Do you know what I mean? I
feel like
maybe
it's tainted now.
I can't say it with a straight face.
No. Not only have you dropped this track, Something Special, but you've also dropped some posters around Auckland, Dunedin.
I have indeed.
Super exciting. There's one that's on campus somewhere on an advertising a pillar.
Yeah, you'll see my face.
Was there any rhyme or reason to where you put the posters?
I just wanted to, well, like, obviously having one on campus is good because, like,
high foot traffic.
You know, and high foot traffic, and, like, my demographic is people a similar age to me or, like, up to, like, you know, 30.
Mm.
So I felt like this was a good place. And then obviously just, like, around the town because everyone walks around the town. I was like, gotta have everyone seeing them. Mm-hmm. Gotta have everyone seeing them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on those posters is a QR code for something else real special.
Mm-hmm. So you scan the QR code and you get like a little hint towards something special.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it away because you have to scan the QR code to find out what the special thing is.
Yeah, it's
but
an
it's
Easter
really
egg.
Cool.
Yeah.
I promise it's cool.
It is very, very cool. We can't talk too much about this next thing, but there's some more music coming.
Yes,
we
yes,
can't
yes.
say
I've been
when.
Writing like crazy.
How many songs have you finished? Can you say? Can you comment on that?
Oh I finished maybe 9 or 10.
True. And then it's a process of whittling them down.
Yeah, they're not all coming out. They're not all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they are, like, not all at once.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
So we'll space it out and we'll pick the best ones.
I mean, at what time does Toga start tonight? Is like,
I don't know what the time the entire event starts, but I know that I'm on at 9:30 p.m.
Mate, well, folks, Toga is going to be happening at least from 9:30 onwards. I'm sure there'll be a lot of stuff before then.
That's when you've got to be
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me and talking about Toga and Something Special.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any final thoughts or considerations or last words to leave our listeners with?
Man, I would just say have fun at O Week and the Toga party.
Mm.
It's really cool to just see like all of the students enjoying themselves here. So that's my bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Kapai, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you.
Cheers, man. That was Imani J, folks, coming through to have a chat about their new track, Something Special, and that they're playing Toga Party tonight. Go check it out. And we're going to play their new track, Something Special, right now. Then maybe a little bit of ASAP Rocky. And then we're going to close out the show because I don't want to do another hour. That'd be crazy. 4 hours of radio on one day. Not good for anyone. Here's Imani J with Something Special. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Ka kite.
More of them at i1talko.nz/podcast.